Welcome to the British History Podcast. If you love British history, then you are definitely in the right place. My name is Philippa, and I will be taking you through British history, the people, the events, the intrigue. Some of the stories you may think you know, but you don't know them in the way I tell them. And then hopefully, I will also be able to introduce you to something new too. Now, this podcast is free, and it always will be. But if you would like more History Lover benefits, then please consider coming and joining me over on Patreon at patreon.com/British History. But for now, let's get into today's episode. On the 3rd of April 1721, Sir Robert Walpole became what we now term the Prime Minister, although at the time that wasn't a term that was used. And the reason this story is interesting, or at least interesting to me, is that he is the link to number 10 Downing Street being the residence of our Prime Minister. Good evening, everybody. So you join me at Horse Guards Parade Ground off Whitehall. Now it is going dusk here, but if you can see to the right of the building with all the scaffolding on, that's the back of Downing Street. And I find it curious that the Prime Minister of our country lives on effectively on a side street, Downing Street. I thought it might be of interest to you to find out a little bit more about Downing Street. Downing Street, so that area that we're looking at over there, was Crown land. And on the restoration of Charles II, there was a guy called George Downing. Now, he'd been on the parliamentarian side, but he successfully changed sides, like many people did manage to do, actually. And he persuaded Charles II to rent him the land there on Downing Street. Downing built 15 townhouses on that boggy, waterlogged ground over there. And he built these 15 townhouses with no foundations, sat back and enjoyed the rent from them. So not the most scrupulous man history has ever known. But anyway, so it's his name that gives that is given to the street. But the land remained in Crown hands, and under George II, so it was 1732, George II, he wanted to gift Downing Street, or at least 10 Downing Street. I'm not sure what happened to the rest of the street, actually. But he wanted to gift Downing Street to, 10 Downing Street, to his First Lord of the Treasury, a guy called Robert Walpole. Robert Walpole said, "Yes, okay, I'll accept, but on two conditions. One, that I accept it on behalf of the nation, not as a personal gain. And two, that I'm allowed to make it bigger." So, one thing for him, one thing for the nation. That's fair enough, isn't it? So, he was First Lord of the Treasury. We didn't have Prime Minister. Prime Minister wasn't a term that we used at the time. Which is why the letterbox on 10 Downing Street says First Lord of the Treasury. And still does to this day. So the building was, the house was enlarged backwards, which is why it comes quite a long way back onto here. And he could have had a much grander entrance onto Downing Street in where I'm stood now on Horse Guards Parade. But he decided that he would prefer a more discreet entrance off Downing Street, which is why we still have that that entrance now, which with the amount of security that's required these days perhaps has ended up being the best thing. So that is why Downing Street, where our Prime Minister lives on Downing Street, are effectively on a side street in London.